My name is Jennifer Marsman, and I am live at Build 2016. And joining me today is Tim Sneath.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Thanks.
It's nice to be together again.
It really is. It's great to see you. So I am really, really excited because I saw what some of the work that the team is doing around the new Visual Studio installer.
Yeah.
Yes. So there has always been, I don't want to say a little bit of pain, but Visual Studio has been historically a very, very large install. We're talking gigabytes, and that takes up room on disk, and it takes a really long time to install. And so I was really, really excited when I found out what you guys are doing to try to streamline that process.
Yeah, yeah, it has. It's a big product, right? If you installed everything that Visual Studio has to offer, Android SDKs, IoT, Apache Cordova, that's 40 gigabytes of stuff. That's,
40 gigabytes,
that's,
man.
That's, you know, a lot of stuff, but it's a lot of developer content. So we've been working to try and break that down a little bit, to try and get down to the core essentials, to layer, refactor, into something that is fast to get up and running with, and then you can add more and more components later on. So with here at Build, we're previewing Visual Studio, the next version of Visual Studio, and our next version of our installer that we're aiming to try and solve some of these problems.
Yay! Oh, that's so cool to hear. And so what I would love to do is see if we can install that live right here, right now.
It's a good thing it's the new one, right?
Good thing.
Make a long video
good
otherwise.
It'll be a very long video if not. All right, cool.
So what you're looking at here is the new Visual Studio installer, and you see here that we've got it by default, just the core editor. That's just the basic sort of nugget of it. And then you can add additional components, the .NET desktop tools, Unity development, Python, C++. We're adding some more. We're not done yet. This is just the first early public preview, and so there'll be more coming. But notice the install size?
Oh my goodness, only 322 megabytes?
That's right. The download itself is about 250 megabytes. It's, it obviously explodes a bit on disk, but it's small compared to the minimum install for Visual Studio 2015, which is about 6 gigabytes.
Right.
So we have gone down by an order of 20.
That is awesome. That is so cool to hear.
So let's get it kicking off, maybe, as we talk a little bit about what we've done here.
That sounds great. I do want to point out for everyone, too, that the link where you can go to download this yourself is http://aka.ms/vs/new-installer, as you can see in the bar right here.
So we kick this off. We're on the public wireless network here at Builds, right? So we're competing with, I don't know how many other machines around here.
A lot of geeks looking to download stuff with a lot of cool new bits to download
So we're downloading this. And what we're downloading, again, is this core editor component.
Okay.
What that is, it's just the essentials of Visual Studio that are shared across pretty much any language that you're using.
Okay. So could I create a console app with this, with what's downloaded?
It doesn't include a compiler. But it includes the core editor, the shell, Team Explorer for source code management and everything else.
Okay.
It includes managed and native debuggers.
Okay.
And it includes something new that we added in Visual Studio 2015 Update 1, which was support for TextMate bundles of languages.
Okay.
So that lets me edit code in pretty much any different thing. So whilst it's downloading, and you know, hopefully as you're watching this, you've got a little mental stop watch going on. Let's go and just go over to GitHub and let's go and grab something. So here we are. I like to just play this game of just going to GitHub and exploring stuff. So let's go and let's pick the data visualization section here.
Good choice.
And let's see what we've got here. See if we've got anything interesting to download real quick here. Looking for something that's sort of smallish but includes maybe a variety of different kinds of things. Let's grab this one. It's Python. And I'm just going to literally grab this. I have no idea what this project has in it. It's just a project I've just grabbed. And we'll go and I'm just going to clobber all over your machine. I hope it's okay. And I'm going to just go and git clone this here. So this will go and grab that thing here. And hopefully it's not too big. And that will do it whilst we're installing Visual Studio. So you see we're still downloading. Again, this is about 250 megabytes of download. Mm-hmm. So this part of the process is really just limited to, you know, how fast it can pull those bits down.
Right. And again, yeah, conference wireless.
Right.
It looks like we've already downloaded our Python, or we've cloned our Python.
We've cloned the Python repo there, PyGal. So that's there, and
that
now we're just waiting for the rest of the download to complete.
Okay, so tell me about the other additional language packs. So we saw that there was kind of the core stuff. what are some of these other ones that I can add as optional components?
So right now we have a .NET desktop workload, or a bundle if you want to call it that, and that's the designers for WPF, WinForms, console, includes the .NET framework SDK,
okay,
includes Roslyn and all those things.
Nice.
We've got one for C++, which is really designed around building, you know, obviously, you know, standard C++ applications.
Okay.
That includes the Windows 10 SDK and those components.
Okay.
We have one for Python, and Python's a great example of how this work really works well, because today, if you want Python, you're going to, again, have that 6.1 gigabytes of stuff.
Yeah.
With this, it's just super small. It's about 350 megabytes to give you everything you need to be a Python developer using Visual Studio.
Very cool.
So that's the kind of the nice side of this.
Yes.
Unity's the other one I'm missing. So yes. Unity, again, a separate thing for games development. So we pulled out Roslyn, the .NET framework, from that core piece. So we're really trying to kind of keep that separation between those different components.
Okay, and where does Xamarin come in? Because I know they made an announcement today about the Xamarin, and that was a huge highlight during one of the Build keynotes today, that Xamarin is now available free with Visual Studio.
Right. So our goal is, by the time we ship this next version of Visual Studio, we'll have everything that's in Visual Studio will come through this new installer. So we've clearly got some other ones to add, UWP as well, ASP.NET.
So the Xamarin would probably be its own separate package, like another optional checkbox that we can check?
In fact, downstairs, even right now, we've got some custom research going on. We're asking developers to tell us, you know, which of these workloads do you see? We've got a draft list of about 20. We're asking them, which ones of these do you see yourself as being? Does this match your working needs? Because what we want to try and get to is the point where you don't feel like you have to install everything Visual Studio just in case you need it.
Yeah.
But you can say, yeah, that's my kind of development. That's what I've got. That's what I need.
Awesome.
And I'm running.
And then I assume if we were to, if later on I would want to go back and add something, that it's fairly easy to go back and add another package just like it is right now?
Sure, you can totally do that, yeah.
Okay.
Today we've got a fairly simple script that's powering this, but we're adding more robustness to it by the time we ship. So whilst we've been talking, it's finished. It's done.
Wow.
That's Visual Studio from beginning to end, despite a fairly slow network connection.
That is the fastest I've ever seen Visual Studio install.
It's not such a dull video after all. So let's launch it, shall we?
Let's. And then I see, so I already had Visual Studio 2015 on this machine, so it looks like it can run side by side with existing versions of Visual Studio 2015.
Yeah, beyond the size, one of the things that we spend a lot of work on is trying to isolate this from the rest of the machine. So we've done some work around the registry, some work around the global assembly cache to make sure that this works in an environment that is designed to be low impact and easy to remove. So just, you know, the usual questions. Do you want to sign in? Do you want a particular color scheme?
And you didn't even let me. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the fun stuff.
Here we are. So we're now up and running. This is Visual Studio, the next version, the preview of it. And so one other thing that we've done, this is something that's new in this release. See over here, open project, but also open folder. So open folder is a way to let you go and open any repo or any other sort of set of code that you've got without having to create a SLN file or a project file just to get up and running.
All right.
I'm going to go and grab that. And where do we stick that thing? In your Git Pygal. There we are.
There we are.
And let's just open this one up. And again, I've really no idea whether there's anything interesting in this repo.
Yeah, we didn't download the Python.
We didn't prepare
stuff
this
either. Yeah.
So we didn't install the Python language services. We've just got this set of stuff here. But even out the box, without installing any of the other language services, we've got some basic capabilities. We've got the ability to look at these different pieces. You'll get colorization for certain services. So this is YAML. We've got the colorization there. You see.
Oh, very nice.
Let's see what else we've got here. See if there's anything else that's going to give us any colorization.
I would assume there's more colors that are available once I download the Python tools.
What we've got here again is really the kind of language agnostic Visual Studio here.
Okay.
This is a bit of a bad example to pick here because they're mostly sort of stuff that is not very interesting. But if I had Markdown, if I had HTML, CSS, JSON, JavaScript. Mm-hmm. In fact, let's just take a moment and I'll just show you where these are all kept. If I go into your program files folder, you'll see where all this stuff is stored.
Great.
Here is the new folder, Visual Studio, and this is the instance we've just installed. And buried fairly deep in here is an extensions folder that contains the TextMate language support, and in here is the 20-odd languages that we include out of the box.
Very cool. All right, so that's...
So you see Go, Groovy...
Okay, so all of that markup for languages is right included in the core stuff.
Yeah, and you can add your own languages as well. These are just the ones that we bundle with the product itself.
Very nice.
But there's an ecosystem, maybe 100 of these TextMate languages.
Very cool.
Ready to roll.
Very cool.
So, you know, I obviously can do other stuff here. I can sort of start editing this here, and I've got Team Explorer. So if I go back into Team Explorer, I can open this up, and I can check out any changes that I've made here. Let's go over here, and you can see that change has now appeared in the diff view.
Yes.
So I've really got a fairly useful set of core features here that I can embed into my my environment.
That's awesome. Yeah, to have support for that all out of the box. Cool. Very, very cool.
So this is the work we're doing.
I love it. I love that. And then how much, like, how big are each of these things when I add them? Can I go back and look at that screen one more time and see the stuff that we're... Here we go. So again, we saw that Unity package that's available. We saw C++ that we have, the .NET desktop development, where we have the C# functionality. And then is VB and F# going to get added as well?
Yeah, we're going to add those. We've got some other workloads we're sort of bringing in here. So VB is one that is not there right now. F# is one that's not there. We're going to bring those in there. The other thing that's kind of nice about these, and you were asking about the size of them, even with something like Python or .NET, you know, the size is still only 600 megabytes. It's not a huge, huge thing.
That's great.
And you know, the way that this kind of works out is essentially to reduce the clutter as well. So if I'd installed, for example, Python and not .NET, I'm just going to get the Python template. So I don't get C#. I don't get anything else. Conversely, if I installed C#, I'm not going to get VB. I just get what I need, and the tools are applicable.
I love it, though. I love that. I can see that being really useful, especially I know some of the data science stuff that I do. It's really great to pull down Python and to pull down the R and those things specifically.
Yes.
And then the things that I don't use as often, like I do less with C++, for example, and I don't do it. I do some with Unity, not a ton, but it's kind of cool to just kind of pick and choose and have it, you know, so customized for me. And then these numbers are amazing, just looking at how much space that's adding with these, just taking a look at some of these.
Yeah.
That's not that much, so I love it. I love it.
C++ is a big one because that includes all of the Windows 10 SDK, so that's itself about half a gigabyte.
But, I'm amazed Unity isn't more either. That's really nice.
Yeah. So we're working on size, we're working on flexibility, and most importantly, you know, it's not just the size itself, it's making it a process that people feel comfortable to run repeatedly. We don't want you to kind of think, I've got to install everything just in case at some hypothetical distant point in time I might need it.
Yes.
If it's a couple of minutes, then I can kind of come pick and choose as I need it.
And then how would people do that? Like, from within Visual Studio, you can go in and add these, or would I relaunch the installer, or what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so this installer is actually now sort of a start menu item in its own right.
Okay.
We're going to evolve it a little bit. You know, there's other work we know we've got to do. We want to be able to adjust the ability so you can customize within one of these bundles. You know, I can say, okay, I want, for example, C++, I want 32-bit or 64-bit support or ARM support.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll enable richer customization, but our expectation is that you'll come back here to change these things, to update components, to ultimately be able to maybe add things from the gallery or other extensions that suit your needs.
Awesome. Oh, well, this is so exciting, Tim. It's really cool to see that the Visual Studio installer is getting such a nice facelift and really making it more lean and extensible and just fabulous.
Yeah.
How can people find out more if they want to kind of follow this journey? So the bits are available for download right now?
The bits are available right now, aka.ms/vs-new-installer.
Awesome.
Gets you straight there.
Great.
We'll have a series of blog posts going live starting tomorrow, Friday, the first or second or whatever date it is.
All right,
we'll be rolling out from there out on.
And then what blog is that on?
That'll be on the Visual Studio team.
Visual Studio team blog. Great. And that is blogs.msdn.com/visualstudio.
Yes.
All right.
Very
and
good.
Then we also, you're on Twitter as well.
Tim Sneath at Twitter.
Tim Sneath. And so that's TimSneath to follow on Twitter if you want to keep in touch with Tim and all of the great work that the team is doing. All right. Any other final thoughts?
We want your feedback. So we've got a feedback link in the top there. We want to know, we're capturing a little bit of telemetry to understand which things people are using. Any errors or issues come up, of course, we're capturing that as well. And we want you to tell us what you think think of it. Does this help solve your needs or not?
Great. That's wonderful. This is the feedback link right here?
Actually, back in the installer itself, right here.
Okay, got it. So the send us feedback right here in the installer to give more feedback on the installer. Great. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today,
Tim. Nice to see you again.
All right. Signing off from Build 2016.